So what I would like to do is, just to make it easier for people who are listening to it on the recording, is to present a bit of the material and then have a bit of discussion, and present and discuss so that people can fast forward over the discussion without it being interrupted all the time as we go along. So if you could hold your questions till the end of the piece, or your hearers, and then we'll talk about it and then carry on. Just to summarize where we're up to, and the piece that we have to do today, if we can get far enough, is absolutely just exquisitely beautiful. We're dealing with the question of whether an odin who's kone an eved is also kone the property that eved had before he became an eved. And if, as the Tzitz HaChoshen wanted to learn, like the Derech of the Shach in the previous Sif Kotten, that there's not a big difference between the way an odin is koinev and the chotim or the peiros of an eved, and the way a baal is koinev, sorry, the odin is koinev the guf of the nechosim of an eved, and the way a baal is koinev the peiros of his wife, of the nechosim of his wife, it would seem that the same should apply, and an odin should be able to be kone the nechosim not only of the eved that he acquires while an eved of his, but even the nechosim that he acquired before he was an eved of his. That would be the logical assumption if we're going to go along the view of the Shach, unlike the Taz, that there's not that much of a difference between a baal in relationship to his wife's property and an odin in relationship to an eved's property. Then we should assume that there's a place up here. Why don't you pull up a chair up here? Then you can see the sorim inside also. Then he should be able to be kone even the nechosim that the eved acquired before he became an eved. And the Tzitz HaChoshen started in Sif Beis in Siman Reish Mem Tes by saying that's exactly what the Tshuvas Lechem Rav says, that the odin is kone even what happened before. And the Tzitz HaChoshen then goes in to explore the case of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bin Chayrin, because there we can actually see what happens before and after, because the Gemara says he works for one owner the one day and he works for himself. He works for the owner the one day and he works for himself the other day. So each day he becomes an Eved. What happens to the Chosim he acquired on the day he was a Bin Chayrin? What happens the next day? So we carry Machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli. The Yerushalmi says it goes back, he's got to give it back to the owner the next day. And the Bavli says he keeps it. Whatever he earns on the one day, he keeps. And the Tzitz HaChoshen, you remember, said that's not because of an issue of whether it's like the Baal and the Ishur, and whether it goes directly to the Odin, or whether it goes through the Eved, as we wanted to try and explain it and say, in the case of Ishur, she acquires, and then he gets right in what she's acquired. But not so in the case of an Eved. In the case of an Eved, it goes straight to the Odin. That would have been the way the Taz learned, and the Shach would have learned that even for an Eved, it goes straight to the Odin. And we saw that the Tzitz HaChoshen himself, at the very end of the Choshen Mishpat, paskens that way, paskens in fact that it goes to the Eved first, and then the Odin is Zoche, which is exactly the way it works with an Ishur, and that we wanted to explain it that way. The Tzitz HaChoshen says, no, it has nothing to do with that. There's a different issue here altogether, and that's really in the very essence of what a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chayrin is. The Yerushalmi holds a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chayrin is literally half and half, belongs to him, half of himself belongs to himself, half of himself belongs to the Odin. How does he work? He splits. One day he's a free man, and one day he's an Eved. That's what a half-half means. You split a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chayrin means you split his time, because an Eved essentially is about time. It's about labor, and labor is a function of time. So if you say it's Chatzi Eved Chatzi Bin Chayrin, that must mean half the time is an Eved, and half the time is a Bin Chayrin. In that case, explained the Tzitz HaChoshen, that's how Yerushalmi holds, so when he's a Bin Chayrin, he's a complete Bin Chayrin. The next day, he's a complete Eved. If he's a complete Eved, he's got the owner of the slave acquires everything the slave got beforehand, just as a Baal acquires his wife's property from beforehand. So this is a classical case of he was a Ben Cherus completely, and the next day he's an Eved. And the Yerushalmi says then, clearly, so the Tzitz HaChoshen wants to say, according to everybody, Yerushalmi and Bavli, the Odin acquires what the Eved got the day before, from before as well, before he was an Eved. And the Yerushalmi says that's what it means when he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. If he has it, finds a metziah on Monday when he's working for himself, on Tuesday he's got to give it to the other. That's how it works, the same as it would be with an isha. The Bavli doesn't hold that way, explains the Kseis HaChesha. The Bavli says if negocha shor b'yom shel atzmo, if an ox gored him on Monday when he's working for himself and didn't damage him so badly that the next day he still won't be able to work, but he gets nezek, he gets money on the Monday. That money does not go to the owner on Tuesday. It's his luck. The reason, says the Kseis, is not because the Bavli disagrees with the question of whether an Odin can acquire property that the Eved got before he became an Eved. That's not the issue. The issue is, what is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin? Our Gemara holds that it's a new Metzius. There's an Eved, there's a Ben Chorin, and there's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. There's a different kind of a creature altogether and follows different halachas. And he doesn't flip from being an Eved to being a Ben Chorin on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Every day he is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So what do you do with the work? So they make a deal. They contract. I will sell you the labor of Monday, or half the labor of Monday that really belongs to you, to me, I will sell to you. In other words, I will therefore work for you on Monday in return for you selling to me the half that belongs to you on Tuesday. So it's a contractual relationship around Momenus. This is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin who contracts with his half owner to exchange the labor of Monday for the labor of Tuesday. And that enables him to work for himself the one day and for the owner the other day. Not because he's an Eved one day and a Ben Chorin the other day. He's always a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. But he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin who has entered into contract with his owner, exchanged the half day labor for one another so as to give full day pieces of labor that each one can have a full day, and therefore the nature of the owner's rights in the half of the free man on the day he's working for the owner is a shibud. It's not a kinyan haguf. He doesn't own the eved that day. He only owns half the eved that day. The reason that the eved works for him the full day is because he has a shibud. The eved is indebted to the owner because they've made an exchange. They've swapped labor for labor. That's the way it works, says the Kseis HaChesha. So that's all very fine, but that would lead us into an interesting question. And then just to top off, one of the reasons he explains what's the machlokes. The machlokes is really whether once kedusha applies to an object, whether that kedusha can disappear. So we know if a person's born a Jew or becomes a Jew, you can't become Ois Jew. That's how you are. The Kedusha can't go away. And if something becomes Hektish, something set aside for a Korban, it can't just disappear. And the Bavli therefore holds, once a thing has Kedusha, it can't disappear. So if he becomes a Ben Chorin, a full Ben Chorin, he can't switch to becoming an Eved the next day. It can't possibly work that way. So the Yerushalmi holds he's an Eved, a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, consistently. There's no change in his status of Kedusha. But the Yerushalmi holds that you can switch in and out of Kedusha. Certain Kedushas at certain times. It's not a blanket rule that you can never switch out of Kedusha. And it is possible for him to be an Eved one day, and a Ben Chorin the other day, and then back again an Eved the next day. That's how the Kseis HaChesha understands their machlokes. What this leads us into now is that the fascinating question of then, if they are different species, a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, can they marry each other? Can a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, marry a Chatzi Shivcho, Chatzi Bas Chorin? And what will their children be? Which is quite an interesting... it's interesting also, if you really say they're a different species, we should add an extra brocha in the morning, shouldn't we? We should say, Shelo Asani Eved, Shelo Asani Chatzi Eved, or first we should say, Shelo Asani Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, Shelo Asani Eved, because it's a different kind of species, a different kind of min.
Right.
So it's even there that they wouldn't be able to marry another similar species. Otherwise, they would.
It's a good question. So you're saying that it should appear from the fact that in the Vishnu Beishila there's Moedit Beishama, that although really there should be no Takhona, that they shouldn't be able to, he shouldn't be able to get married. And Beishama says he's got to free him because you can't have him in a situation where they can't get married. And you're saying if they could marry each other, why is that not an issue? It's interesting that nobody brings that. Yeah, it's a good hell. I know. From that mission itself, you should see that they can't marry each other. The only one who wants to take it that far and say they perhaps could marry each other is the Lechem Mishnah. And the Lechem Mishnah works that out from a Yerushalmi in Psochim. So if we can look at the Yerushalmi in Psochim, maybe this one, you share with me, okay. So have a look. It's good if everybody can see inside, because with this, that's the. Can you manage? Okay. Can you manage it? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't. I'm very happy to see you. We don't have enough. In the session next Sunday, we'll make more. So the Yerushalmi and Psochim at the bottom of the page. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to be working with two Yerushalmis. We're going to be working with a Yerushalmi in Psochim and a Yerushalmi in Gittin that deal with the same issue, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorim, and Rabbi Yochanan appears in both of them. So just bear that in mind as we go through that, dealing with two Yerushalmis, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorim, and Rabbi Yochanan appears in both of them. So Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, on the third last line on the Omud here, says, "Mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chayrin, kidesh isho ein choshishin likidushov, uchdevase girish ein choshishin legerushov." So says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin cannot be mekadesh and cannot be megarish. What do you think he's saying about? Is he saying on the day that he works for himself, only on the day that he works for the Rebbe, or even on the day that he works for himself? What would you think the Pasht is? Which one? Generally. Sorry. Even when he's a Ben Chorin, he cannot. You know, there's no way that he can be a Mekadesh. That seems to be a blanket statement. So it seems to be. Just seems to be a blanket, doesn't seem to make a chiluk. Just says there's no way that he can be megarish, there's no way he can be mekadesh. Shmuel omar, choshishin legerushov. Shmuel says it's choshish legerushov. What does Shmuel mean? That only the gerushin be choshish, but not for kiddushin? Or does he mean for both of them? We'll have to see. Then again, the Yerushalmi adds a fascinating piece which we'll deal with, which we'll do today. He was never Kanani before, so there was no Kiddushin before. I'm talking here about never Kanani, yeah. Atid Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the Yerushalmi says, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda on a different issue altogether, the Tanin and Tanan, because we learned in Sanhedrin that Gonav mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin, if you kidnapped a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, are you chayev misa or not? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says you chayev. Because we treat you the tzad cheirus sheboi, we treat lechumra, we go that you're a normal Jew. The chachamim poitrin, and the chachamim say no, you're potter. So Shmuel, who says choshishin legerushov, goes lechumra that we've got to worry about his tzad cheirus. We must be choshish for his gerushin, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Yerushalmi and Psochim. There are two ways of learning Shmuel. When Shul says Choshishin legerushov, does he mean only legerushov, but there can't be kiddushin, which is difficult to understand, or does he mean Choshishin legerushov and certainly the kiddushov as well, that he can do both? We're going to have to unravel this Yerushalmi. But to start off, just plain and simply, what the Lechem Mishnah asks the obvious kasha, the Mishnah Melech asks the obvious kasha. How can you be talking about gerushin if there's no kiddushin? So clearly there has to be kiddushin from somewhere. How can even Rabbi Yochanan be talking about gerushin if there's unable to be kiddushin? Now, he's clearly taking it that Rabbi Yochanan's view here is he can never do kiddushin. We're not talking about one day yes and one day no. Rabbi Yochanan is saying we never can. And there's a raya for that. The raya for that is on the next page in the Yerushalmi in Gittin. In Gittin, in Perek Hashulach, Perek Vi Halocha Hei, right in the middle of the page, We're talking about the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Kherin, and the Yerushalmi says in Gittin Kidesh Isho Beyom Shel Mare. That's about five lines off the beginning of the Gemara on Halacha Hey. Kidesh Isho Beyom Shel Mare. If he marries a woman on his owner's day, ein choshishin lekidushov. Beyom shel atzmoi choshishin lekidushov. V'loi chen om Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, but that's not what Rabbi Chiya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says in Tzochim. There he says, mi shechetzi erev v'chetzi ben chen, kidesh isho, ein choshishin lekidushov, utravata gerushin, ein choshishin lekidushov, dechavata gerushin, ein choshishin legerushov. So after bringing the main view of the Gemara of the Yerushalmi in Gittin, that he can marry on the Monday when he's working for himself, but not on the Tuesday. The Yerushalmi says, but that's not Rabbi Yochanan's view. Rabbi Yochanan says he can never do it. So clearly, when the Rabbi Yochanan, we've just learned in Pesachim, who says that Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayron, we're not Choshish for his Kiddushin, must be talking no matter what day, even on his own day. He cannot marry anybody else. In that case, asks the Mishnah Lemelech, so what's the Gerushin then? How can you possibly have Gerushin? Elamai, says the Mishnah Lemelech, there must be somebody he can marry. So obviously, what he can marry is an Shivcha, Chatzi, Chatzi, Bas Chirin, because Bas Minohi. Because if they're a separate min, if he's a separate min, so is she, and they're of the same min. So the Kiddushin should work, is what the Mishnah Lemelech says.
So why
then does the Gerushin not work according to therefore, that's what the Gerushin we're talking about. And what nothing works. Kiddushin doesn't work and Gerushin doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah,
Shmuel says Gerushin works. Sorry?
This Kiddushin works, Rabbi Yochanan.
In a case like that, that's not the case that Rabbi Yochanan would be talking about. In a case like that, why would Gerushin, Ein Choshishin Le Gerushin? So you're saying if we can marry, if we're going to say that the Kiddushin works on his, at least on his free day, if the Kiddushin works that he can marry a woman who's a Chatzi Chatzi Bas Chorin, then the Gerushin should be able to work as well, and that would be Shita Shmuel. And why would Rabbi Yochanan be Chilek that the Gerushin wouldn't work? Why he wouldn't be able to be Megarisha? I'm not sure. We would have to try and check that in.
Why? The assumption that whatever the Eved finds on his free day, the next day goes to the master?
No, this would be going according to the view that Rabbi Yochanan holds that that makes no difference what day. He can never marry anybody else. If he can never marry anybody else, how does Shmuel say Choshish in the Gerushin? When is the Gerushin? So Shmuel must be talking, at least Shmuel must be talking about a case where he marries a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chorin. And he would have to marry her probably on his own day, but possibly not. Possibly he could marry her any day. Because if the Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Bavli, that he's always in this new state, in the separate status, the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, then he's that's what he is every day. And he could probably marry her every day if you would go like the Lechem Mishnah. The difficulty with the Lechem Mishnah is, let's look at it inside. And the Lechem Mishnah is quoted verbatim, the full Lechem Mishnah is quoted in the Ktzos HaChoshen. So let's work with the Ktzos HaChoshen inside, going through the Mishnah Lemelech, and we'll see what some of the difficulties are. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so the Rishami Psochim Perika Isha, you got that in the Ktzos HaChoshen. It's a section that starts, it's where we left off last time. Resh Mem Tes Sifkot and Beis, in about the middle, a little bit before the middle of the Sifkotin. Uvirushami Psochim Perika Isha Halocha Aluf Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Is the piece that we're looking at. Mi shechetz yo'eved b'chetzi ben chayrin kiddush isha in choshishin l'kiddushin l'chadavas agirush in choshishin l'gerushin. Shmuel omar choshishin l'gerushin. Atya du shmuel k'rabi yuda de tanina taman ganav mi shechetz yo'eved b'chetzi ben chayrin rabi yuda mechaye b'chachomim poetrim ad kan. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Uva Mishneh Lemelech, Perek Beis Mikorban Pesach Halacha Yud Gimel, Hevihach the Yerushalmi, he brings the Yerushalmi, the Chosov Olo, Vezeh Lashonav, Lo Yodati Mahu, the Kivan the Kiddushin Lo Tafsibo, Girushin Hechi Mishkachas Lo, Ho In Kiddushin Mikoro. There never was Kiddushin. How can Shmuel say that we're Choshishin for Girushin? What kind of Girushin are we Choshish for? Veniri loy mar ki ben shkidish isho chetz shishivcho vechetz shibas chorin de efshe de hosom tatsi kiddushim mikivin de bas minohi. So maybe they're marrying like for like. He's marrying a chatzi eved, a chatzi shifcha, chatzi bachorin. So the Mishnah, the man, seems to be the only one that goes that far as to say maybe that would work. Since they're a different kind of species, they can marry each other, and that would explain Shita Shmuel in the Yerushalmi. Then this is where the difficulty comes. V'sovur ha'yisi lo yomar, she'en ha'kavona im girish es ishtoi, elo ki ho damnine b'shile ha'mevi tinyon, ein ho'evet nasi shlech l'kabel git ishu miyad bailo. He said, when I tried to learn the Yerushalmi, I tried to learn the Yerushalmi differently. I didn't want to go so far as to say that it's talking about this weird case of a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, marrying a chatzi shivcho, chatzi bas chayrin. I didn't want to go that far. So I tried to learn the Yerushalmi differently. I tried to learn the Yerushalmi assuming that really there is no, when Shmuel says, choshishin legerushin, he's not talking about the eved getting divorced. There's no Girushin for the Eved, because there wasn't Kiddushin for the Eved, according to the Yerushalmi in Psochim. So what does he mean? Chayshin and the Girushin, that he can't be a Shliach. Well, according to Shmuel, if he is a Shliach, we're Choshesh. And why would that be? Why would we be choshish like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the tzad cherush shaboy, we treat him with lechumra. When it comes to matters of the matters of Doraisa, we go lechumra. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda seems to treat him as a sofek, as we're not quite sure whether he is an eved or he has the din of an eved or the din of a menchayin. And certainly, in matters of Doraisa, we should go lechumra. And that's why by goinev, where he kidnaps a chatzi eved chatzi menchayin, he should be chayiv. And where he's a shliach le kabbalah for a get, he receives a get on behalf of a woman, there we should be choshesh le gerushin. I wanted to say that's what Shmuel means.
By stealing, if you go before, you cannot kill somebody. If it's a sofek, you cannot kill somebody.
Yes, it seems to be more, you're right, it seems to be more than a sofek. It seems to be that you've got to be choshesh le chumru le shnei atzadadim. You've got to be choshesh that he's an eved, you've got to be choshesh that he's a ben chori. But it doesn't appear so from the Yerushalmi in Gittin. The Yerushalmi seems to hold against our Gemara. Our Gemara said that he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin throughout. He doesn't switch from one to the other. But the Yerushalmi there says the koma kiddush eved b'yom shirabo haray in kiddushin toifsin bo b'yom shaloi haray kiddushin toifsin bo. So what is he saying here? It doesn't appear so from the Yerushalmi, because I wanted to say that really there's no Girushin because there's no Kiddushin. And the Girushin that Shmuel is talking about is a Girushin of Shlichus. It's a different thing altogether. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, but I can't say that because the Yerushalmi holds that there is Kiddushin on the Monday. And if there is Kiddushin on the Monday, then he is a Bar Shlichus. Then he is a Bar Kiddushin and a Bar Girushin. Then he is part of it all. And I can't say that it's only talking about Shlichus and that he's not a valid Shliach. That doesn't work. Now hold on a moment. Who is it who says Kiddush Eved B'yom Sharaba Haray In Kiddushin Tov Simbo B'yom Shaloi Haray Kiddushin Tov Simbo? Who is that? That's not Rabbi Yochanan. And his whole basis is on Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that they're Chilek. But Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi are chilek, are chokim. What's he doing? Bringing a cow. I wanted to explain Rabbi Yochanan this way, but you know what? The Gemara in Gittin says, Kiddush b'yom shiraba ein kiddushin tosin bo b'yom shiloh harei kiddushin tosin bo. That's not Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Yerushalmi. So what does he mean by that? So there is a way that he might be learning. If you look in the Yerushalmi in Gittin again, let's look in the Yerushalmi and Gittin again.
He made it a Shlichus case. It was in both Shmuel and in Rabbi Yochanan.
At least in Shmuel, not sure about Rabbi Yochanan. At least in Shmuel, we would have to say that. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Choshishin LeGerushin. So the question is, Ein Choshishin LeGerushin would also mean in Shlichus, whereas Shmuel holds Choshishin LeGerushin in Shlichus. What about Kiddushin? There's no Kiddushin, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel. Yes, then we would have to say he holds both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. He would hold there's no Kiddushin, and there's no Gerushin. The Machlokes is whether he can be a Shliach LeGerushin, whether we've got to be Choshesh LeChumra for Shlichus. And why might we have to? Because of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that we treat him as Achiv. Let me just finish the piece, and then we'll discuss. Have a look at the Yerushalmi inside in Gittin. So again, Kiddush should be Yom Shomara in Choshishin leKiddushin. BeYom Shel Atzmoi Choshishin leKiddushin. V'loy Chen Omer Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Mishu Chetzi Ever B'Chetzi Ben Chayim Kiddush Yisho in Choshishin leKiddush Tehvasa Girush in Choshishin leGirushov. Clearly, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan in Psochim is not talking about one day yes and one day no. Rabbi Yochanan in Psochim is saying never. That's how we see the Yerushalmi. But if you look at the Pnei Moshe on the second thick line here, V'loy Chen, he says a strange thing. Kloimar, the Maisi Raya Mehodu Omar Rabbi Yochanan B'Kiddushin, Im Kiddush Yishu En Choshishin L'Kiddushu, V'Komar Hosom D'Chavas Im Girush En Choshin L'Girushi. He brings a Raya from Rabbi Yochanan. How does that work? So he must be learning it as V'Loy Chen Omar Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't that exactly what Rabbi Chiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Well, of course, that's exactly what he said. We've got a Raya, so there's no... So it's possible, and you see the Pnei Moshe is learning that way, that it's possible that he's learning that the Yerushalmi is Lashitose all the way. There's no Machlokes in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is talking about one day yes and one day no, and even the Yerushalmi in Gittin is talking about that. So when Rabbi Yochanan says, in even the Yerushalmi Psochim says that. So when Rabbi Yochanan Psochim says that one day he works for an Eved, and one day he works for an... when he's working for himself, we're worried about his kiddushin, and when Rabbi Yochanan says we're not worried that his kiddushin isn't tofsin, that's talking only on the Yom Shorabo. But on Yom Shalatzma, he's a ben chorin according to the Yerushalmi, and of course his kiddushin is tofsin. That would be the simple way of learning. That's clearly how I think the Mishnah Lemelech is learning the Yerushalmi, that there is not a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan. And that the Yerushalmi is l'shitose all the way through. It's the way the Mishnah Melech wants to learn. In that case, what's his kasha? So why don't we just say that on the first day, the Gerushin that Shmuel is talking about is the Gerushin on Tuesday from the Kiddushin on Monday. That's the Gerushin that we're choshishin for. Why don't we say that? If it's simple that Rabbi Yochanan is talking in exactly the same way as the... At the main part of the Yerushalmi, there's only one Shita. What's his kasha then? Why don't we learn it that way? Yes. Says what? The Pnei Moshe l'shitosa. The Pnei Moshe learns the whole thing that way. That's right. The Pnei Moshe says in Psochim, which one are you looking at? V'im Kiddush, b'yom atzma, Kiddush of Kiddushin. Yeah. So he learns all the way through like the Mishnah Lamelech wants to learn. But there's a shita in the Yerushalmi, there's no machlokes Rabbi Yochanan. So what's with the Mishnah Lamelech's question then? Why is he worried about what Girushin Minalan? So what's his whole kasha now? Girushin Minalan, Girushin comes from the Kiddushin of the day before. So he must be holding like on Shmuel. How can Shmuel say, he might be asking on Rabbi Yochanan himself. If you're talking about Gerushin when? When was he Megarish? If he was Megarish on the Monday when he's working for himself, why shouldn't the Gerushin be Gerushin? There should definitely be the Gerushin should be Gerushin. Elamai, he was Megarish on the Tuesday. Clearly it shouldn't be Gerushin, then everybody should hold it isn't Gerushin. So what really are they talking about? So he doesn't seem to be holding that they're talking about a case where he married on the Monday. Difficult to understand what his problem is.
He just tries to learn like Bavli. Bavli says there is no difference. But Yerushalmi and Gittin argues on Bavli, so he says he cannot use this term.
Yes, but why doesn't he even try to learn that he got married on Monday and got divorced on Tuesday? That's where the Kiddushin, that's the Gerushin we're talking about. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Choshishin leGirushov. Why doesn't he just say that? He doesn't even go there. He doesn't even try to be Meyashiv, the Yerushalmi, using the switching, the fact that he's one day is a Ben Chorin, one day he's not. He doesn't even, he rather goes on to the root of saying that we're talking about Shlichus.
So he tries to go...
He doesn't even try. The obvious route, he doesn't even try. And that is, and the Pnei Moshe does. When the Pnei Moshe is Mefarish the Yerushalmi, that's how he's Mefarish it. In Psochim. V'hechi mishkachas leile girushin ha'en lo kiddushin, se asks the Pnei Moshe, ela ha'kochas tachikam ha'kiddush ishi b'yom sh'rabay, en choshishin li kiddushov, aval b'yom sh'latzim choshishin li kiddushov, uchtralase im girish l'mocha b'yom sh'rabay en choshishin li girushov. That's how the Pnei Yoshe Moshe learns it very simply. The Mishnah Melech for some reason doesn't want to go that route.
Maybe that's exactly what he says.
No, so why does he have to bring the case of marrying a chatzi chivko chatzi bas chayrim and shlichus? Why does he come into those two cases?
If he tries to learn this sof in Yerushalmi, like our Gemara in Bavli, which says that there is no difference between Monday and Tuesday, but and he tries to learn it this way, but at the end he says, well, we cannot do it because Gittin is not like this.
Okay, but then say, then you don't have to land up saying that he's marrying a chatzi evet chatzi shivko chatzi bas chayrim. You can say very simply the way the Pnei Moshe does. He doesn't mention the Pnei Moshe's mahalach once in the whole feast.
You think he assumes
that's the way you're going to learn it. Difficult to say that. Anything else on the Mishnah Melech? Is there anything else so far that you want to touch on before we move on to the Chesachoshen of Dechir? So again, the Mishnah Melech wants to use the idea that since they're different species, they can marry each other to be Meyashev the Yerushalmi, where Shmuel says he's not Choshesh for Gerushin. Shmuel says we have to be Choshesh for Gerushin of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, and he asks, how can you be Choshesh for Gerushin if there's no Kiddushin? So he says, clearly there must be a case of Kiddushin. Maybe the case of Kiddushin is Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin marries a Chatzi Shivko Chatzi Bat Chorin, and that would be the case. I wanted to say, he says, that it's working around Shlichus, and it doesn't mean that there's no Girushin. It doesn't mean that Shmuel says we're Choshesh for Girushin. We're never Choshesh for Girushin because there isn't Kiddushin. But I couldn't go that way because the Yerushalmi holds that he is a Bar Kiddushin, that on the one day that he's working for himself, he could get married, and therefore is a Bar Kiddushin, and possibly could be a Shliach. It doesn't make sense that he couldn't be a Shliach. Why couldn't he be a Shliach if he's a Bar Kiddushin v'Kiddushin? So that's how he wants to learn. The Tzeis HaChoshen proves that there's no way you can say they can marry each other. That's not even a possible way of learning. And he reconstructs the Mishnah Melech. He actually says there's a Torah Sofer in the Mishnah Melech and reconstructs it, because if you're not willing, we found a different way of learning the Yerushalmi and Gittin. What did we find in the Yerushalmi and Gittin? We found that you could learn it, that we bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan's not chelek. If you go that route, then the Mishnah Melech makes sense. We just had one question on him: why isn't he mefarish like? Why isn't he mefarish like the Pnei Moshe? But if you're not willing to learn the Yerushalmi like that, and the Tzeis HaChoshen is not willing to learn the Yerushalmi, if you're not willing to learn that it's bringing a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, but you insist on learning that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan in Psochim and the Yerushalmi in Gittin, and that the Yerushalmi in Gittin actually highlights that machlokes, then the Mishnah Lemelech as we have it doesn't make any sense at all. And the Tzeis HaChoshen actually suggests there's a Torah Sofer. There's actually a mistake in the print. That there's no way of understanding it, which is quite interesting. So he starts off with a Gemara in Gittin, which you've got as well, the Gemara Bavli in Gittin. So that's the Gemara on Membeis Amud Aleph in Gittin. No, I think I've actually brought the wrong one. Mem Gimel, have you got a Mem Gimel? In my setup, have you got Mem Gimel? Did I purchase that Mem Gimel for you? It's Mem Gimel, I'm at Aleph, so I've just got to get in quickly. Thanks. I just attached the wrong one here.
This concept is totally different to me. Is that the answer to it?
It's novel. He will start showing it all over once he's been.
So what happens when they marry the one who comes in full bunch
with their car?
What happens
to marriage? The only one who says they can marry each other is the Lechem Mishnah, and that's pushed aside. I mean, it's such a difficult thing to say. If they marry and one of them becomes holy free, the other one would probably have to become holy free, or they would have to get divorced. Now, how will the Gerushin work altogether? So you would have to then free the other one.
Well,
you either way, Beis Din might force him to. You would have to, the Lech Mishnah would have to say Beis Din forces him to.
Yeah, what relationship are they
in? Once they become a Ben Chorin, then they're in a relationship of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin married to a Bat Chorin, and that's not allowed to be. So they would have to say the same as Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, that because of Yishuv HaOlam you can't have these situations. Beis Din would force the owner of the one to give him freedom. You would have to say according to the commissioner. But it's such a das yochid that it's not even something to really worry about. So the Gemara says here, also fascinating Gemara, in the middle of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in Gittin, Ibai Elohu, Mi Shechetzio Eved Bechetzio Ben Chorin. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the Gemara, about four lines from the top, above the thick lines, or five lines from above the thick lines. Ibai Elohu.
What's the first word of the word?
Bemenuva Amud Keshkin. Ibai Elohu, Mi Shechetzio Eved Bechetzio Ben Chorin. Shechid Kiddush Bas Chorin Mahu. This is exactly your question, right? You've got a case, not in the case where it happened afterwards, but Lechatchila. A Chetzi Eved, a Chetzi Ben Chorin is Mekadesh a woman. What is the din? Imtim Tzeloima, they're two tzedodim. You could say, Ben Yisrael Sho'omar Levas Yisrael Hiskadshi Lechetzi Mekudeshes. Since we hold that if a man says to a woman, marry half of me, be miskadeshes to half of me. There's a day that says that, and there's a day in the Gemara that says mekudeshes, she's married. Because what he means is, I'm holding the option to marry a second wife. You might only get half of me. That's really what he's saying. And that's okay, he's entitled to say that. And therefore you might say that if a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin marries a woman, he's also she's only getting half of him. She's getting the free half. And the owner owns the other half, and let's say that that will do. This says the Gemara, that doesn't work, because there, Mekudesh is the Hazir Lekule. There she's Mekudesh is because he could be a husband. He could be a total husband. Halo Hazir Lekule. Here, half of him cannot be a husband. So he's not Shaykh to Kiddushin. Half of him is not Shaykh to Kiddushin, so it won't work. And if you were to say the din is that if a Ben Yisrael says to a woman, marry half of me, she's a Mekadesh Chatzi Isho, that if a Ben Yisrael is Mekadesh half a woman, she's not Mekudeshes. And here also, since he can only marry half the woman, because only half of him is doing the Kiddushin, so only half of her gets Mekudeshes, let's also say then that it's Eina Mekudeshes, you can prove from there that it doesn't work. No, says the Gemara, to Shia Bikinyono. In that case, he's not. The reason it doesn't work is because he's not doing his full capacity. He's a human being, he's a male, he can marry a woman and he's marrying half a woman, that's not what Kiddushin means. But here he's marrying with the full force of the part of him that he's able to get married. So maybe it would work here. However, there's nothing left over in his power of Kinyon. My, so what is the halacha? The Gemara says, Toshma, bring you a raya. Hey, Miss Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin. If you kill a person who's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, then the owner gets half the knas because he owns half the eved. So if you kill an eved, you owe the owner knas. So now you pay half the knas to the owner. The chatzi kofer leyoshev. And if you kill somebody by mistake, you've got to give kofer to the yoshim. So you give half the kofer to the yoshim because the yoshim are yurish half of the dead man. Vi amis kiddushov lav kiddushin yoshim anale. And if you say that there can be no kiddushin, how come they're yoshim? Where did he get Yerushim from? So clearly he can marry. So the Gemara goes backwards and forwards. Interesting answers. Omar Rav Adar Bar Rahava Kishesu Treifel. He didn't really kill him. He made him a treifel. Umay Yerushov Nafshe. And he's the Yerush. So that's a nice riddle. You can ask, how can a man be his own Yerush? The Gemara says, there is a Metzius where a man can be his own Yerush. Because the din is, if you make somebody a treifel, it's as if he's dead. And he's still alive. So he can inherit his own. This live man, who is a traitor, can inherit from the dead man, who's not really dead. Omar Rav Shtei Tshuvas B'Dover. Rav says no ways. Chad of the Yoshev Ktani. It says Yoshev, not him. It says his in heirs, not he himself. But kofer who Omar Ish Lokish kofer in Mishtanim Lachamisa. And kofer you don't pay if you make a person a traitor. You only pay a kofer when the person dies. And he hasn't died, and therefore there wouldn't be any kofer. Can't be talking about that. Elo, my rover, roi little ve'in lo. You're right. He doesn't get the kofer. He should get, his yorishim should get the kofer, but he can't have yorishim, so the murderer is lucky. He only has to pay half a knas. He doesn't have to pay half a kofer. That's what it means. I just want to look at a Tosfos because the teacher is going to work on the Tosfos as well. The Tosfos in Tinsulim, the E Amris Kiddushov Lav Kiddushin Yoshin Menale. So what does the Gemara say? He must be able to make Kiddushin. Chatsi Eved Chatsi Ben Chorin must be able to make Kiddushin. By the way, are you already seeing where the Ksos HaChoshen is going with this? What's the Ksos HaChoshen going to prove from this Gemara even before we look at the Ksos inside? What's the Gemara trying to find? A Metzius of where a Chatsi Eved Chatsi Ben Chorin can get married. And according to the Mishnah of the Melech, maybe he married a Chatsi Shivcha Chatsi Bas Chorin. The Gemara doesn't suggest that anyway. So that doesn't seem to be a possibility. Yeah, true. You would have to then say that it's only according to the Bavli, but it's you would have to say it would only be going according to the Bavli. Yeah, that's how you would have to come out. Tema, the Ma Toila Yerusha be Kiddushin. Asks Tosfos, what does Yerusha got to do with Kiddushin? Valoi benoi min apnuya Yerusha. If a man lives with a woman who's not married, neither do they get married. They're just living together, and they have children together. That child born out of wedlock, not a mamzer in our law, is a yoresh. The Gemara says in Yevomus that if in the case of a kohen and we mashatkin, that's why it's called a shtuki. Be that as it may, we see from there that a child born out of wedlock, no kiddushin, is a yoresh. Even a mamzer is yoresh a father, where there's certainly no kiddushin. Not only isn't there kiddushin, there couldn't possibly be kiddushin. So what is the Gemara saying? How could he have yoreshim if he doesn't have kiddushin? What have the one got to do with each other? There are many cases of people who've got yoreshim even though they don't have kiddushin. So maybe this Chatsi Eved Chatsi Ben Chorin illegitimately had relationships with a woman, with a bas chayrin, and even though the kiddushin doesn't work, there was a child, and the child's a yoresh. What's the problem with that? So just go to the Vayesh Loimar the Sover Hashas, Dim Isa de Lav Bar Kiddushin Hu Ein Benoy Misyaches Acharav. If he's not a bar kiddushin, there's a difference between where there's no kiddushin in a particular relationship, and when a man is not a bar kiddushin. If a man is not a bar kiddushin, that puts him into a different category of human being. He's not a regular person. He's a different kind of a person. A bar kiddushin means somebody who can never be mekadesh, a woman. That's different. A case of a mamzer, a man has a relationship with arayas. The problem is in the relationship, not in the man. The man's a normal man, and he could have married somebody kosher, and the child would have been a yerush, so the mamzer is also yerush. But if you say love bar kiddushin, then the man is a different kind of a man to whom the whole package of halachas doesn't apply. No dine kiddushin, no dine yerusha. Family law doesn't apply to him. A person who's loved by a kiddushin, family law doesn't apply to him. No kiddushin, no girushin, no yerusha. All the dinim of family law. V'loy dani la arayas, the tafsi bo kiddushin la omer. And that's not like arayas, where there is kiddushin for the rest of the world. Aval hay de loved by a kiddushin u b'shum mokum en aben misyachisach. But this is a human being who doesn't have the capacity to be mekadesh. A person who doesn't have the capacity to be mekadesh doesn't have the capacity to build a family. And if you can't have a family, you can't have yoshim. You can have a family of mamzerim. A person can be boil and arayas and he's over a terrible isur, and the child is a mamzer and that's a terrible thing, but they're still his family. It's not like it is in secular law. Still his family is a yoresh, they can still live as a family. So now we can look at the act of Tzoy Sakhoshim. So vihinei mashikos of a mission of melech the mishkachas girushin bekidish bas mino dahinu chatsi shifu v'chatsi bas choyin koshim ahodu v'perik ha-sholayat the Gemara we've just learned. What happens if a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin marries a bas chorin? This is a case where he didn't leave anything behind. And the Gemara brings a proof. If he kills a man kills a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, he has to pay half the kofer to the yoshin. Ask the Gemara, v'yein kiddushin yoshin menale. And the Gemara answers what we're talking about there is Roy. He could have Yerushim, and if he did have his Roy, he's fitting for the Chatzi Kofer if he had Yerushim, but he hasn't got Yerushim, so there's no Kofer. The Kiddushin Tovsin, the Isla Yerushim. let him just, why the comment to the Mishnah Melech? Why doesn't he just say he marries a Chatzi Chief, a Chatzi Baschorin, and then he's got Yerushin? It would be simple. You don't even have to go that far. If the Mishnah Melech is right, then according to Tosfos, even if he marries a Baschorin, he's got Yerushin. Isn't that so? Because he's a Baal Kiddushin. All you want to do, the significant part of the Mishnah Melech is not so much to say, there could be a case where a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chori marries a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chori. That's not as, he goes much further than that, because that puts him into the category of a Bar Kiddushin. And if he's a Bar Kiddushin, then he's shayach to all the family law. Everything changes. That's what comes out from the Mishnah Lamelech. Lufi Mashikos of Tosfos, like Shosta Hechi, Tolu Yoshin Be Kiddushin, Tosfos asks, how does Yoshin depend on Kiddushin? Kivin Dafilu Mamzun, Ami Yorish, Havi, Bechosvu, and they wrote the Gabi Arayas, Kivin, the Shayach Kiddushin La'alme, since he could marry anybody else. Havi Yorish. Amal Hecha, the Loi Shayach Be Kiddushin Klal, Lesle Yoshin Ayin Sham, but if he can't marry anybody, then he hasn't got Yoshin. Ve'i neima de bar kiddushin hu bevas minei. And if you want to say that he is a bar kiddushin, even if there's just one weird case of a person he could marry, which is a bas minei, a chatzi shivchov, chatzi bas chorin, in kenafilu kiddush bas chorin, the leitav is bar kiddushin, then even if he marries a full bas chorin, where the kiddushin doesn't work, nevertheless, this leyoshin, kemo barayas. Elo vadai de ein lechalek bekach, uman de svirle de in kiddushin tevsin bevas chorin, Huadin bevas minei in lo kiddushin. Clearly, the Gemara in Gittin holds that if he cannot marry a baschurin, he cannot marry a chatzi shifcha chatzi baschurin either. And we can't make this chiluk that, like the Mishnah Melech wants to make, that maybe he can marry a chatzi shifcha chatzi baschurin. We're not going to have that. And this is the Mishnah Melech said that the Yerushalmi doesn't in Ashlech, which doesn't hold like Al Gemara. V'im ken tzorich lema the ma'ad Omar Rabbi Yochanan and Mishi chetzi eved kiddush isho en chashishin le kiddush haindu beyoyim rabbi. So according to the Mishnah Lemelech, you've got to learn Rabbi Yochanan as talking about yoyim rabbi, but on his own day he can marry. U'mashi Omar girish haindu be kiddushin she kiddush beyoyim atzmo ve en chashishin le girushin. If he got married on his own day, then en chashishin le girushin. And that's against the Yerushalmi in Gittin, as we learn. So you see that the Ktzes HaChoshen is not willing to go the Pnei Moshe's way and to say that Rabbi Yochanan is not disagreeing with the Yerushalmi. That's not how he reads the text. And if you can't read the text that way, then what the Mishnah Melech says doesn't make any sense. Kiddush should be a matzah, Choshen Kiddush. V'loi kach Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishachetz Yoeved, and Choshen Kiddushov. Clearly Rabbi Yochanan holds that even on his own day he can't do Kiddushin. He can never do Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So that's how the Ksos learns the Yerushalmi. And the way Mishnah Melech wants to learn, Rabbi Yochanan must be saying that on the Yom Atzmoy he can marry, it's just the Yom Rabbi he can't. The Mishnah Melech can't possibly be right. That's not what the Yerushalmi says. If you learn the Yerushalmi, Kipshutoi, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Al Gemara. So in the Yerushalmi itself there's a machlekes. It's not only a machlekes badly in Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi itself is a machlekes. The Yerushalmi in Gittin says that on his own day he can marry, and on the next day he cannot. Rabbi Yochanan holds he can never marry, and we're never choshish for his girushin. Midom aloichin om Rabbi Yochanan king girushin hechi mishkachas lo. So he's got a difficulty with the Lecha Mishnah. I want to go a little bit further, and then we'll talk. V'lachin nira akavona k'moshe kosov b'mishnah lamelech v'ayin girush l'inyat shliach haget. So the only way to explain the Yerushalmi now is to say it's talking about shlichus. Mishnah Melech is right in that. That you've got to come onto shlichus. There's no other way. You can't say it's talking about where is the chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, and he marries a chatzi shivcho, chatzi bas chayrin, because we see from the Gemara in Gittin that that's not a possibility. And you cannot say it's talking about where he marries her on Monday and divorces her on Tuesday, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that it makes no difference what day there's no kiddushin. So the only way to explain Shmuel is to be talking about shlichus. And he brings the Yerushalmi, and there's nothing, no proof from the Yerushalmi either way. And there's a mistake in the Mishnah Lemelech. It's so interesting, the power of confidence. We see this over and over again with the Gedolei Acharonim. They are so confident, and that's not because of arrogance, that's just because they have tried every conceivable way, and in their total context there's no way of learning any other way. They would never say a thing like this. The Kseis HaChoshen would never say, so there's a mistake in the Mishnah Minhag, so just that he means something else altogether. Unless he tried everything. So in his worldview, and that's some of the difficulty, when we learn a sugya, all we really know is the sugya. And even if we know the whole of Shas, we don't know it well enough to really be able to bring proofs backwards and forwards. When they learned a piece of Gemara, they had the whole of Shas absolutely clearly in their minds. So when the Kseis HaChoshen says, I cannot learn the Yerushalmi like the Tnei Moshe, that's because it would cause massive problems throughout Shas if he tried. So that's not even a possibility to learn the Yerushalmi like the Pnei Moshe. If you don't learn the Yerushalmi like the Pnei Moshe, then the Mishnah Lemelech makes absolutely no sense. There is no way to make sense of the Mishnah Lemelech. And because of the context of the worldview, that enables them. It's so interesting because it gives one a sense of what gadlus is. When we talk about gadlus, what does it mean? The Tzelzer Rav speaks about the idea of Godo, great. And he says we use the same word, both in English and in Lashon HaKodesh. If we're talking about Moshe was a Godel Banavim, so we're using the word Godel in a very spiritual, ethereal sort of a sense. And you can say, my house is bigger than your house, and we use the same word, Godel. And he says, because there are similarities, the concept of bigness is the same, whether you're talking about physical size or you're talking about spiritual size. The concept is the same. And what the concept is here in our context of what we're talking here is a godel sees, a big person sees more. A big person has a bigger context. It could be because he's standing high on a tower so he can see more. You know how it is. You could be looking for your car in a car park at Disneyland and you can't see it. And you can't find it. And you have no idea where it is. And you could have an unintelligent god on the top of a tower, and he can point and tell you exactly where it is. What is he greater than you? He's just coming from a different perspective. And the Gedolei HaAchronim, when they learn anything, they're standing on the tower. They can see the whole of Torah context. So when the Kseis HaChoshen says, there is no other way to learn the Gemaras, he's seen the whole thing. Now the Mishnah Lemelech might have, or other Achronim, might have different worldviews and might have figured out the whole matrix in a different way. But they can't switch one for the other. Once you've figured out the matrix, then the matrix stands and you can't take one little piece and change it. Because it's like a spreadsheet. You change something here, everything changes. And so when the Kseis HaKoshin, when he sees like all the Gedolei Acharonim, think of it as a massive spreadsheet. Just an infinitely sized spreadsheet. And you can't come and tweak here and tweak there without it. He looks and he sees there's no other way to learn the Yerushalmi. If you don't learn the Yerushalmi, if you learn the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds like our Shas, then the Mishnah Melech makes no sense at all. So what is going on with the Mishnah Melech? He says clearly he means something else. There's a mistake in the printing. What he means is the Sovero Yelefarish HaKavona Girish Bekidish Begoyim Atzmoch Yerushalmi De Palig Al Shas Didan. I tried, says the Kseis, explaining the Mishnah Lemelech, to say exactly what we asked. We said, how come the Mishnah Lemelech doesn't try the way the Pnei Moshe does in Psochim? Just saying he got married on a Monday and divorced on the Tuesday. That's how the Kiddushin. Why doesn't he even mention it as a possibility? Says the Choshen, he does. It's just not in our print. That's exactly what he means. I tried it that way. That's what he says. Doesn't seem so from the Yerushalmi in Perek HaShuleach. Because it says there, Loichein Omar Rabbi Yochanan. That's what he means when he says, the Eino Nirakein Meir Yerushalmi Perek HaShuleach. It's because the Yerushalmi in Perek HaShuleach creates a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and the other, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that he can never be Mekadesh. If he can never be Mekadesh, when is he being Megarish? That's what the Mishnah Lemelech means. And therefore the main discussion about Shmuel, whether Girushin works or not, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, is around Shlichus Lohilocha. He says Hilocha, not Kabbalah, not sure why. Dichi hai gavna in Choshishin leGirushin. There we're not Choshish leGirushin. Bishum deloy havu bar krisus, because he's not a bar krisus. Why is he not a bar krisus? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, he can never be Mekadesh and he can never be Megarish. If he can never be Mekadesh or never be Megarish, family law doesn't apply to him. If family law doesn't apply to him, he can't be a shliach in family law either. That's a principle that we have in Gittin Chaf Gimel. That you cannot be a shliach in Gittin if family law doesn't apply to you. Kiddushin and Girushin doesn't apply to you. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, we've got to say that Kiddushin and Girushin never applies to this individual, and therefore you cannot be a shliach. And then choshish legirushu. Rabbi Yochanan, Rashmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda that we're choshish. And he'll go in the next piece next week. That's where the real beauty comes. And if you have a chance to actually prepare that piece a little bit, it would be great. Then he goes into saying, well, what about Shmuel and how does that work? And he unravels the whole sugi in the next piece. It reaches its absolute crescendo in the next piece. But what have we got here? We've got a Yerushalmi in Gittin and a Yerushalmi in Psochim. The Pashtus of the Yerushalmi in Gittin is that there's a machlekes between the Yerushalmi in Gittin and Rabbi Yochanan in Psochim about whether a chatzi, Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, can get married on the day that he works for himself. The Yerushalmi says he can. The Bavli and Rabbi Yochanan say he cannot. The Mishnah Melech tries to create a scenario where the kiddushin that could take place, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is if he marries a bas mino, a chatzi shivcho, a chatzi bas chorin. The says the Choshen disproves that as a possibility from the Gemara in Gittin, and says when we're looking at the issue of Yoshim and whether Yoshim work or not, if there was any way that a chatzi evet chatzi bas chorin could be mekadesh anyone in the world, then family law would apply to him. If family law applied to him, he would have Yoshim, even if in that case there was no kiddushin. And since the Gemara in Gittin doesn't even go there, it's clear that family law does not apply to a chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin. So that's not an option. He has difficulty with the way the Mishnah Lamech seems to understand the Gemara, because he seems to understand that Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi in Gittin are not chelik. Says the so that cannot be. It's quite clear that they are chelik. And we must relearn the Yerushalmi, we must relearn the Mishnah Lamech, so much so as to even reword him. Because the wording has clearly become shubush, the printing has got messed up, and that's not the way to read him. We said there is a way to understand the Mishnah Lamelech. You could understand the Mishnah Lamelech that he learns like the Pnei Moshe, that there is not a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara and the Yerushalmi in Gittin, that the Yerushalmi in Gittin brings Rabbi Yochanan as a raya, not as a chalek. Our only difficulty then, and you might apply some thought to it, and so will I, is if that's the way the Mishnah Lamelech works, reasons, why does he not mention the possibility of that he got married on Monday and the divorce is on Tuesday, the get is on Tuesday, which the Ksus says he does in fact say. It's inconceivable that he doesn't mention that as an option. Clearly he does. But if we want to learn the Mishnah Lamelech without going into the Ksus's rework, then we would have to figure out why he can't work out that way. So the one thing for you to look at is that the Mishnah Lamelech, could we learn the Mishnah Lamelech the way the Pnei Moshe learns? And what would that mean? And we understand that the Ksos won't go there because the Ksos just doesn't read the text that way in Gittin. That's not what the Gemara says, the way he understands it. And he's not willing to mess around with that at all. And he would rather create a misprint in the Mishnah Lamelech than tweak the Yerushalmi to say something that he doesn't believe it's saying. That he would never do. And that leaves us then with back to the idea of shlichus. And the real thing we're looking at now is, according to Shmuel, he seems to be somebody to whom family law applies, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's somebody to whom family law doesn't apply. How can family law apply to him? To this chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin, according to Shmuel, is the real puzzle that we've got to resolve next week in Eretz Hashem. How can that work? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way the Ksos comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he can never marry, he can never get divorced, family law doesn't apply to him, he cannot even be a shliach, and therefore in chushishin legirushin. Shmuel says he can. Family law does apply to him, although he can never get married, it would seem. So what kind of family? How can he be a shliach according to Shmuel? That's the next piece that he goes into, and with that he wraps up the whole sugya in a most beautiful way. So if there are any questions or errors on this now, let's take them. We'll summarize it again next Sunday and move into the final piece and discuss it in greater detail. But meanwhile, if there's anything you want to raise, let's do that now.
I just want to know, at what point was the Yerushalmi compiled?